The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
What is going on, y'all? We are back, another edition of No Bets Barred. After a week off from the UFC, we return with UFC Apex 85, Roman Dolidze taking on Nassourdine Imavov. It's a fight card, Jed. We got ourselves a fight card this weekend.
We sure do. You know, we last week, I forget what the show was, but so we were discussing, I think it maybe was our ranking show update, was, is middleweight like one of the best divisions in the UFC right now? It's great. It's good. It's arguably at the apex of interest for middleweight with what's going on. But my counter to some of the back and forth we had was, look, our next 2 weeks are middleweight main events, and are we all that excited about what's coming down the pipe for us? And everyone was like, you know what? It's not a bad point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think when Roman Dolidze fights, it always has intrigue. It always has potential to be a very fun fight. Joe Pyfer, it could be fun. But yeah, you know, I'm not chomping at the bit. You know, they're stacking these next few pay-per-views so heavy, so high that, you know, the Apex cards, they're not the greatest over the next few weeks, but that is what it is. We still got fights, and we still got fights to bet on.
We have fights to bet on. That's critical. Though, as we were talking before the show, one, probably going to be a short episode, folks. I mean, you'll know by the time you're listening to this, you'll be able to see how long it lasts, but I do not have a ton of action down this week, as I'll be honest, I maybe left it a little short, or maybe I didn't budget enough time before us getting into this. So maybe I could add on a few more. But even as I was looking through it, Connor, I was like, hey, man, do I feel confident in this bet? Nope. Odds seem okay here. There's a lot of reasons not to bet this fight. Just not a ton of action spots for me this week. So we have fights. We don't have that many fights that I'm personally betting on.
I got a decent amount of bets, pretty much my normal amount. I always find a way to put action down. But let's dive right in. Apex 85, slowly approaching that UFC Apex 100 number, 13 fights. And I mean, the best news of all is this card starts at 4 o'clock. I'm always down for an Apex card that starts at 4 o'clock.
That's terrific. I'm actually not working Saturday. I will almost certainly not watch this live. I have a birthday party to attend, so I'll be mingling with some friends, you know, doing all that sort of things, but I do support 4 o'clock cards at all points in time.
Always, man. Really, 1 foot in on old Apex 85, huh? You know, lacking on the research. Got birthday parties.
it's just not a great card. There are some fights that are fun. Co-main event, we'll get to that fight. Almost guaranteed to be a banger. Love the co-main event. Really like a couple of other fights. But, you know, this isn't, I'm not saying by any means, Connor, that this is the end-all be-all of these conversations. But if you pull up the old Wikipedia page, Connor, would you care to guess how many fighters on this card have Wikipedia pages? For reference, 6-fight main card, 7-fight prelims as it stands. So 13 fights, 26 fighters. How many do you think have wikis?
I'm going to guess 6 of the 26.
Wow. That's low. It's half. It's exactly half. I believe it's 13. Let me double check that.
That was a little disrespectful of me, yeah.
But, I mean, that was very disrespectful because, you know, Molly McCann obviously has a wiki. Looking at it, I think it is exactly half. Okay. So it's not great.
We can work with that. We can work with that. And you know what? You don't have to feel like you got to bet on every fight because this is kicking off 11 straight weeks of UFC action that will crescendo us into UFC 300. So,
and some of that action is as good as action as has ever been in the history of this promotion. So I'm just saying the first 5 fights this evening or this Saturday evening, no wikis, no wikis.
Yeah. This is definitely going to be side TV action. Side TV to what? I haven't decided yet. Maybe some college hoops.
I would say that's
maybe a movie.
They could have gone bigger here because there's not a lot of counter programming the week before the Super Bowl, after the championship games. Like, you could have maybe taken a bigger shot here than we're getting, but you know, nonetheless, we've done enough doing this card.
I know. We got to stop complaining. You know, the listeners are like, we're not here to hear you guys bitch about a UFC card, a sporting event. We're here to get some bets. We're here to talk about the fights that are going to take place, and that's what we're going to do. Let's start with the main event. Roman Dolidze taking on Nassourdine Imavov. Right now, your favorite, Imavov at minus 166. Dolidze coming back at plus 140. I just want to kick off, you know, it's well known. Two guys here on this podcast, two guys from Georgia, two Georgia guys sitting here on this podcast. And it'd feel wrong. It would just feel wrong if we didn't back a Georgia guy in Roman Dolidze, kicking off what feels like the most monumental month in Georgian MMA history. I can't go against a Georgia guy, you know, state, country, doesn't matter. We're all from Georgia just the same.
Is this a little preview of your UFC 298 prediction?
Well, listen, I have an announcement to make, but I can get to that at the end of this fight breakdown. I do have an official announcement that I wanted to make. I've, you know, been stewing over it, but I feel like the time is right. The time is now to make that announcement. Let's get into this fight first, though, before we do that.
Let's do it.
I'll admit, I think Imavov is probably the better fighter on the feet. You know, I think Dolidze has better power, but Imavov, if they're standing at range, he's probably going to be getting the better of the minutes there. But Dolidze, I think he can hold his own. I think he can push this thing up against the fence. I think he can work in the clinch. I think if he takes this thing to the ground, which I think he's going to try to do, I think he has a huge advantage over Imavov. Another benefit for him is that he is tough as nails. I know we've seen Imavov get finished, but I mean, we have seen Dolidze eat some big shots and just keep going. And then lastly, I really like the finishing upside of Roman Dolidze. I know Imavov is tough, but I think if someone is going to finish this fight, I think it is going to be Roman Dolidze. So my official bet for this fight is Roman Dolidze +5.5 points. I think he's very live for a finish. And if he doesn't get the finish, I think he can win rounds. I mean, if you go back and watch that Vettori fight, I know he lost, but it was ridiculously close. I think he can score 2 rounds. Minus 115. He's plus 140. You know, I know I'm paying for that, but I like him to get the finish. I like him to win outright, but I do think he's going to keep it close. Seeing a lot of Imavov love, I think he keeps this thing close.
I'm a big fan of all the breakdown that just happened here because I'm gonna level with you, Connor. I had no idea what to do here. I watched tape on this fight. I was looking at it, and that maybe, honestly, that might have been what played a factor in sort of some of my lackluster approach to this card. Get into it and I watch it, and I just couldn't going back and I'm watching Imavov Strickland, you know, I'm watching Roman Delizzi, Marvin Vettori, Hermanson, et cetera. And I'm struggling to kind of draw the image in my mind's eye of how this fight is going to play out. And so I, in my head, kind of felt that maybe Imavov shouldn't be as big a favorite. Delizzi, the finishing, like you said, certainly rests with him. I'm a big supporter of betting on the people who can get the finishes. Burned me a little bit last week, Connor, or I guess not last week, 2 weeks ago, UFC 297. So get there. And so I was like, you know what? I have something for this. It's called ChatGPT, Connor.
Wow.
For the first time in the year 2024, we called upon the robot overlords to help us out. I won't give you the full breakdown because you'll be surprised to hear five rounds is incoming per the robots.
I'm okay with that.
Ultimately, the judges awarded decision victory to Nasruddin Imavov. After five hard-fought rounds, his precision striking and effective defense were able to neutralize Dalidze's grappling attempts and earn the nod from the judges. So what I've done here, instead of taking Imavov straight, because I actually agree with you. I mean, I think Dalidze is very hard-headed, and if ChatGPT is going to say it, I decided to throw a little half-unit shot on Imavov by decision at plus 320.
Wow. Wow, plus 320.
Plus 320. Five rounds, you know, it's...
Sure.
But, you know, Dalidze is very, very durable. Has he ever been finished? I'm not sure that he has. I don't think off the top of my head.
Has not. And Imavov has only been subbed once.
Yeah, I do think there's a good chance that this goes long. Imavov does have the volume. But most importantly, ChatGPT says it so. And last year, ChatGPT was going off at a 75% hit rate. So... I'm just going to stick with them, you know,
see where we can land that thing. I mean, we can land that plane where we both hit.
I would be terrific for us if we did.
But I do have to get to my announcement. I would like to formally announce the Georgian all month parlay. Start with Dalidze. You go into Merab. You go into Teporia.
Oh my God. That's such a good idea. How did I not think of that?
I will be riding that. I took it at plus 769. Roman Dolidze plus 136. Murad Dvalishvili minus 166. Ilya Teporia plus 130. Plus 769. And the good news is we can just re-rack that bad boy if Dolidze doesn't win.
I mean, I'm probably going to do that one for 298 because, you know, love a gimmick parlay. But this is a terrific idea. No notes. All class. Golf clap for you, sir.
Does it hurt my heart to bet against Volk? Yeah, but I mean, sometimes the gimmick has
and
to
Georgia.
Be done.
I mean, you gotta rep the GA.
How can people call me GC, Georgia Connor, and I'm not going to back the Georgians in the biggest month in the history of Georgian MMA?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Can't do it. You could have two. They could have two belt holders by the end of 2024.
I mean, it's... pretty spicy. And also, you know, just saying those two belt holders at the end of the year. I mean, one, they could have three. Like, let's not forget our boy Armand Sarukian, you know.
Does Armand rep Georgia as well?
Does he was born in or near. I don't remember if he actually reps or not, but he was definitely born in Georgia.
Wow, really?
I'm like 100% certain he was born in Georgia.
I always thought he was like the Armenian guy.
I mean, he is he definitely reps Armenia, but he was absolutely born in Georgia. I have no idea if he reps it. I mean, so I pulled up his wiki. He was born in Akalaki. Mm-hmm. Apologize if I pronounce that correctly. And he must at least sort of rep it because his nickname is Akalakets. So it feels like he's repping the origin there to some extent.
Well, I love that. I love that. I mean, do we make it the multi-month parlay and we throw in Armand Sarukian against Charles Oliveira? No, we're not going to do that. But yeah, sure enough, born in the beautiful country of Georgia.
And I'm just saying.
I love it. Great call.
There's a world. 2025, Ilya Teporia, Armand Sarukian, champ versus champ, the biggest fight in Georgia history in Atlanta.
Yes.
I mean,
now we're talking.
If that goes down in Atlanta, I think, I mean, we live show for sure. Yeah, obviously, no doubt. Like, I think we're both just here. It's going to be great. So let's start manifesting this world, Connor. That's what I'm saying to you.
I love it. And that's what we're going to do this weekend with the Roman Delicia dub.
I regret that I'm on Imovov now because
I'm a little bit disappointed in you. I mean, it was right there.
But I didn't think about all of the other parts to it. I was just looking at this one silo. I was dumb. Yeah. It was dumb of me.
Yeah. So, let's hope he comes through. I'm going to be cheering hard for Delice on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that one.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down, and new customers to DraftKings can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one that I am looking forward to is this co-main event. I don't know how you couldn't be. Renato Moicano taking on Drew Dober. And I'm really kind of surprised to see this. Renato Moicano is becoming even a bigger and bigger favorite. Minus 180 to Drew Dober's plus 150. I mean, there's a couple Dober plus 165s out there right now. Like, I did not expect it to get this wide. Renato Moicano open at minus 115. And then chilled around like minus 135 for a few weeks. Now minus 180. Must be getting a lot of money in on money, Moicano. I mean, this is
Moicano is money.
Yeah. Banger of a fight. Both these dudes come in and bring it. Kind of binary. Like, I just feel like either Hanato's going to get this to the ground and have success there and probably sub Dober. Or if it stays standing. Hanato's not a fish on the feet or anything, but Dober is precision and he carries that knockout power. And I know, like, the image in my head is Hanato going five rounds with RDA and just like willing through it with just like insane toughness. But his three losses before that, he got knocked out in all of them, and Drew Dober can knock out anyone. I assure you of that. So I kind of feel like this is either Dober on the feet or Hanato on the ground. And who's ever able to get it into their world is the one that's going to get their hand raised.
For sure. And I will say that I was looking for the exactly that bet. You know, our buddies DraftKings offer an either or option.
Hanato sub Dober
KO. Not up yet. Because, you know, by the time we record this, they don't have most of the props up. Looks like the price won't be too great on it, just giving the fight does not go to decision prop. And obviously those two would be a thing, but I mean, fight doesn't go to decisions minus 325 right now. So probably not getting a great price at that, but, I have a note down to check back later in the week. And if that price is decent, take it. But instead, kind of like your breakdown, I a little bit surprised how big a favorite sort of Moicano is ballooned to. Not a fish on the feet, but he is a little, sometimes gets a little reckless. Drew Dober, like you said, can knock just about anybody out. I could see this going poorly, and I thought about just taking a straight dog shot on Dober, but then I do think the gulf on the floor is so big that I don't feel great about it's not quite enough price. These odds feel close to even or not with enough value. So instead, I just decided to take one of the sides. And you can get Renato Moicano by submission at plus 200. And given that he's a minus 190 favorite, plus 200 by sub for what I think is the most likely outcome, if he's to win, feels okay. I mean, Dober been sub four times, obviously Moicano's biggest strength. So I'm going high on props this week.
It also feels like the way both of them win is sort of the way the other one gets finished. Like Moicano's been knocked out three times. Dober's been subbed four times. I actually did use the fight doesn't go to a decision as a parlay piece. Moicano, eight of his last nine have not gone to a decision. Dober, 10 of his last 11. To me, this is either a fight that is not going to go to a decision and it's going to be a banger the whole way through, or it's one of those 15-round wars and you're like, how did that go to a decision? I do feel like someone gets their bread buttered here and gets themselves a finish.
I mean, let's hope for it, because someone's got to, right? This is just not going to go to the cards. It's just going to be fun like for it. As long as it lasts.
It doesn't feel like it. Cannot wait for that one. That one is going to be sick. Let's keep it rolling.
The people's main event.
That is the definition of the people's main event. Yes, absolutely. Next up, Randy Brown taking on Muslim Salikov. Right now, you can get Rude Boy for minus 250. Salikov coming back at plus 205. I like Randy Brown here. I think he gets it done. Salikov is 39. He's not getting any younger. He's pretty low volume, and he's going to be at a decent size disadvantage here. 4 inches shorter, 8-inch reach disadvantage. I think he's got a big disadvantage on the ground game if Rude Boy uses his BJJ. I think he gets it done, man.
I don't really have a lot to add. I also believe that Randy Brown gets this done. I do think that there is a potential that Salikov makes this a little uglier, just because he has been known to be a little trickier, a little weirder. Ultimately, shouldn't be a big blocker there, though. Brown is also 7-2 as a favorite. And more importantly, Connor, like I said, absent the bet, I am picking Randy Brown. I have been on an absolute heater of picking Randy Brown fights basically forever. So the last Randy Brown fight I got incorrect was Brian Barberena, which I picked Brian Barberena to beat him. Obviously, Randy Brown gets that. Since then, seven fights up, seven fights I have nailed the predictions on. Cool. We're going to make it 8 in a row. I'm taking Randy Brown. I have that lovely gentleman in a two-leg parlay with a fighter yet to come.
I also have him in a parlay, and I also threw a little something, little half unit on Randy Brown inside the distance, plus 210. Salikov, he's shown some cracks in the durability. And I think if this goes to the mat, Randy Brown is very live for a submission. But with his range, with his youth advantage,
I love youth experience. Yeah. Let's make that a term, you know?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a conundrum there. I think he is live for a finish here. I'm going to take a little half unit there. So, yeah, Rude Boy. We are both invested in him.
Think that I can see how that happens. And just for a little splashy splash, seems I like it. I love the energy.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Next up, Vivian Araújo taking on Natalia Silva. Natalia Silva, your biggest favorite on the card, minus 340. Araújo coming back at plus 270. Yeah, tough to count out Natalia Silva these days. I mean, she has looked fantastic of late. She's going to be 10 years younger than Araújo in this one. I think she's got the better cardio. Feel like this will be close early, and Natalia Silva will pull away as the fight goes on.
Very much so. I mean, Natty Ice, as the great Mike Heck has dubbed her, she looks to be, I mean, cresting, being a real problem in this weight class moving forward. And honestly, as surprised as I am, like the Viviane Araújo performance against Jennifer Maya, wasn't totally expecting that, but I think we're just dealing with different terms of fighters. So Natty Ice, I have her parlayed up with Randy Brown. So the two of them comes out to minus 123. I am also have a little nonviolence, little pacifist parlay with Silva Arujo over 1.5 -600. Taking
I was going to say, what is that line at? Because I think Arujo's been to decision in like 15 straight fights.
You know, there's just a lot of those, a lot of those running out for her. Very durable and not much of a finisher. Natty Ice, obviously, much better as a finisher, but I think Arujo is tough enough certainly to at least hang around for a while. And I sort of alluded to this last episode. All of the women's weight classes, they the decision rate was over 50% in 2023. I'm going to be looking to invest a lot more heavily in women's MMA overs in 2024.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think that's a decent parlay piece as well, even at -600. All right, let's keep it going. Next up, middleweight division, Makhmed Muradov taking on Aliashkab Kizriev. And right now, Kizriev, your favorite, -162, Muradov +136. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm playing Kizriev at these odds. He's fought twice in the last 5 years, once in the UFC. I mean, he's a 5'9 middleweight. I don't know. I just I know he's 14-0
though. I mean, yeah, gaudy record, 14-0, you know,
for sure. I'm just gonna stay away from this one.
I think you've absolutely nailed it. I mean, just way too many red flags to ever put this faith in Kizriev here.
Yeah, it's dog or pass for sure. I really did think about Muradov a little bit.
Yeah, I considered Muradov, and then I was just like, I don't. At some point, and this is lizard brain Jed. This is not smart, appropriate Jed. This is idiot Jed. I just don't want to be holding a ticket opposite a 14-0 fighter. And just feel like the dumbest man. Oh, this 14-year-old Russian dude fighting out of Mahashkala. Yeah, I bet against him.
That
goes great.
Actually, I'm with you. That's not a bad lizard brain thought to have, though. Yeah,
it's just like, I just don't want to have that. Like, yeah. I feel so dumb on Sunday morning staring down that loser ticket. So
just feel dumb and feel like he got to the end of round one and like it was just so clear, Kizriev, and now he's like -800 on the live line. Yeah. And you're like, Why did I bet against this guy again?
Yeah, so pretty clear dog or pass for me, and I'm not. This is the exact type of dog I'm not ever betting on.
All right, let's finish off this main card. Gilbert Urbina taking on Chucky Buffalo. Charles Radke makes his return to the octagon after a memorable showing last time out against Blood Diamond. Urbina -205. Chucky +170. Urbina looked great last time against Sose, but like if you remember, he was having a bunch of health issues that week, talking about he should be in the hospital or whatever. He missed weight, and then he obviously got finished. So like Urbina looked great. I just don't know how much stock to put into that. He didn't look great on a couple of those tough fights. He got dropped several times by Trayshawn Gore. Kind of feel like this is
that's the ultimate proving ground though, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like you're kind of buying high on Urbina and you're buying low on Buffalo after the Blood Diamond fight. That was fairly boring. I feel like this should be closer than a -200.
Probably. Gilbert Urbina is not somebody you should have a ton of confidence in, either way, but I'm just never going to bet on Charles Radke. I do think Chuck Buffalo is a terrific name, but just not a huge supporter. So I'm just good stepping away from this one as well.
Chuck Buffalo versus Blood Diamond was the, that was the name game of the year. I actually am betting on this. I am taking the under 2.5, Urbina, 6 of his last 8 under the 2.5. If you include those tough fights in there and old CB, 4 of his last 6 under the 2.5. I think old Chuck takes those boos to heart from last time out and
screams more homophobic slurs at the crowd. Or,
well, I mean, I think he already took it to heart. That's why he was so angry after the fight. And he brings the pressure in this one. He does have knockout power, But so does Urbina. Both of these dudes kind of got questionable cardio. So yeah, I think someone's going to get got here. So I am on the under 2.5.
Support you in all your endeavors, Connor Burks.
To the prelims we go. Meatball Molly McCann taking on Diana Belbita. Been a tough stretch for Meatball. MSG, then the co-main in London. Got stomped by Blanchfield, and then I would say embarrassed by Stoliarenko in front of the London crowd.
I mean, it was in under 2 minutes, just effortlessly submitted.
It's a tough one. -278 for Molly McCann, Belbita +225. And now we get a rematch. A rematch we've all been waiting for. 30-25 on all three judges' scorecards. This one was necessary to run back.
Are you suggesting it wasn't? Is that what you're telling me?
Am I suggesting it wasn't a 30-25?
No, that it wasn't necessary.
It's probably not necessary. I don't know. I know Belbita got a point taken, but I don't know. Just feels like Molly McCann's just going to win again.
Sure does. Connor, I got to tell you, we talked about it and I said, I don't really love a lot of action on this card. I felt like this is thus far my greatest bet of the year. You can get Molly McCann by decision at -110. I'm taking it. Snap taking that. We've seen this fight. It's exactly what happened the last time when Molly McCann wins. Unless it's a spinning back elbow or whatever, it's a decision. Belbita's pretty durable. It's just -110 instead of the whatever -300 price McCann is right now. What is she right now on the odds book you're looking at?
-278 on DraftKings, I believe.
Give me -110 for McCann by decision over that all day. Like that a lot. And also, as I sort of alluded to earlier, taking the over 1.5 in the pacifist parlay.
That's a nice, what is that lined at?
So I'm not entirely sure because if you're looking at fightodds.io, I think there's pretty clearly a mistake going on here because the over 1.5 is lined at -240. But the over 2.5 is -265. That doesn't feel.
Yeah, I'm seeing fight goes the distance, -250, over 1.5, -240.
Yeah.
That'd be a great line.
I mean, if that's a line available to you, I would strongly encourage you to unload a clip on -240. It is not currently available to me. So
just taking a peek.
I am forced to wait.
Seeing what's out there. Yeah, no, it's -650.
-650.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on a book now.
Say that makes more sense because I don't have -1.5 available. -650 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. 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 I am with you. I parlayed Molly McCann with Randy Brown. I think they both get it done. Let's keep it rolling. Men's flyweight bout, 125 pounds. Charles Johnson taking on Azat Maxim right now. Maxim, your favorite, sitting at -205. Charles Johnson coming back at +170. I mean, listen, boys.
What weight class did you say this was in?
So this is a flyweight.
I think for this fight, maybe instead of shouting flyweight, we kind of keep it quieter tones.
Listen.
Flyweight.
Our faith's going to be tested here, boys.
Our faith is going to be tested.
We just got to go out there and we just got to know what we're getting into. But you got to keep the faith, and that faith is going to be tested. Last I checked, I called the government offices at the Nations of Flyweight Unders, and Charles Johnson, sure enough, is still on the do not best list.
There's a warrant out for him.
In flyweight understand.
Persona non grata.
5 of 6 UFC fights have gone the distance. And listen, Maxim ain't exactly Brandon Royval out here, if you catch my drift. He ain't exactly a Malcolm Gordon or a Jimmy Flick, all right? The heroes that built this country, that built this nation. I mean, Tyson Nam had cashed 4 of 5 flyweight unders. And then he fought Azat Maxim. Absolute legend, absolute hero for us. And then he fought Azat Maxim. And what did he do? He went to a decision. I remember that fight, and it was It was never really even that close to getting finished at any point. And that just kind of feels what it's like to bet a Charles Johnson fight.
I mean, he's the Benedict Arnold of Flyweight Under Nation.
I mean, he's the haircut, everything. He is the enemy of the state. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to be easy. I mean, it's not. This is not for the faint of heart. Each minute that goes by, each second that ticks off that clock, you're just going to get more and more sweaty. You know what? The under 2.5 was plus 205. The fight doesn't go to a decision was plus 190. I said, I'll take 2.5 minutes for 15 points there.
Yes.
So yeah. Fight does not go to a decision plus 190. That's what I'm on. And, yeah, I mean, we're really going to find out about flyweight unders in 2024.
I mean, you know, we never said that they'd hit at 100% rate, but yes.
Here's what I mean by that. If it hits, I mean, these things are so in fuego, it's not even funny. it's just part of the deal. This is just part of the process.
A broken clock, wrong twice a day or whatever that phrase goes. Two things I will say in favor of this bet. One, I just took the under 2.5. Honestly, it was way smarter to look at doesn't go to a decision. I didn't do that. That was dumb. The superior bet. Because under 2.5, 215, good price. That's at least a big number. You're at least getting plus 2 on the number, yeah, so that's nice. For sure. And two, you know, what if two wrongs make a right, Connor? What if their flyweight overs energy cancels each other out? And we just, you know, that's how we get there. So I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen here. Yeah, this is a little sweaty, but this is where the true believers are tested.
This is where. That's
only
that.
The penitent man shall pass, Connor.
I will be watching with bated breath come Saturday around 6:30 or something, whenever that fight happens. Let's keep it rolling. To a welterweight bout, Themba Garimbo taking on Pete Rodriguez. And right now, Garimbo is your favorite. Sitting right there at minus 250. Rodriguez coming back at plus 205. Pete Rodriguez, while he's not a flyweight, this man is, he's here for a good time, not a long time.
He does not get paid by the hour.
If you go back to his AMI career, 13 fights since 2017, none have been longer than 3 minutes and 50 seconds. In 13 fights, he has been in the cage for 22 minutes and 28 seconds. I don't have a side in this one because I have no idea what P. Rodriguez looks like if the fight gets extended. I have no idea what P. Rodriguez looks like if Garimbo takes him down and starts attempting submissions. All I really know is what his boxing looks like and what his boxing looks like for 2.5 minutes. So I don't have a side here. I parlayed up the fight, doesn't go to decision with the co-main. I mean, I think he does what he does, comes in here, makes it action, and he either gets it or he gets got.
You know, so I don't have a bet on here, but as you talk through and sort of as I considered more, I think I might just take a stab at the under 1.5.
I don't think
just for funsies.
I don't think that's a bad shot. I mean, I really do think Pete Rodriguez is gonna knock him out, or Garimbo takes us to the ground. And I mean, we saw Pete Rodriguez get subbed in his amateur career. I just a guy that like we just never see down on the mat. I just can't imagine he's gonna be too skilled there.
I mean, we could always be shocked, but yeah, I also am not entirely sure it'll even get there. I think he does have at least a decent shot to just crack Garimbo before that even becomes a factor.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Featherweight bout, Blake Builder taking on John Young Lee. Right now, Lee is your favorite at minus 148. Blake Builder coming back at plus 124. I got nothing on this one, man. Just sit back and watch.
Absolute samesies. I'll even be honest, I did not do a second of research here, so I'm certainly not going to bet on it.
Got burned by Blake Builder last time out in 293. Still a little salty from that one.
I mean, do we think Blake's nickname should be Bob? Blake Bob Builder?
I mean, yeah, that's right, the proper name for sure.
Feels like that's
I said 293. I meant 289. Has not fought since then. Yeah, it should be, Blake the Bob Builder.
I mean, that would be as a good name.
Blake Bob the? There it is, yeah. Blake Bob the.
I kind of like the Bob, Blake the Bob Builder, you know?
Okay, all right. Blake, if you're out there.
Hope you're listening, bud. Good luck.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Another women's flyweight bout, Julija Stoliarenko taking on Luana Carolina. And do I believe my eyes? Stoliarenko is your favorite, minus 130. Luana Carolina coming back at plus 110. And do I believe my eyes again? I'm betting on Stoliarenko with a minus sign next to her name.
Look at you go.
I think 125 is good for her, man.
I mean, she looked great. She looked terrific.
She looked terrific. I don't think Luana's finishing her. And I think if it gets the ground, which Luana's been taken down in her last five fights, I think it's probably donezo. I think it is probably donezo. So don't get finished on the feet. Get it to the mat. Get the dub.
I mean, it's tough to argue with such a succinct what's the word? Assessment. Jesus Christ. Sorry. It's been a day for so not thinking brilliantly. I very much agree. I think she looks really, really strong at flyweight. Stoliarenko does.
Big girl.
I mean, she just looks so dominant over McCann, who, yeah, McCann's maybe not great. But had been on a hot run, then ran into Erin Blanchfield. That's Erin Blanchfield. You can't really hold that against her. And, you know, you get Stoliarenko coming down here, and you can get her by sub at plus 130. I looked at that price for a minute. Honestly, just not enough juice versus just taking her straight in case Carolina can make it. Relatively durable fighter. So I do like Julia Stoliarenko at minus 130, same as you. And I also... This is the final leg of the pacifist parlay. Stoliarenko Carolina over 1.5.
Wow.
Certainly a little sweatier than the other two legs of this one. But Carolina's been pretty durable in her career. I do think there is a world where that sub comes late. Carolina is able to at least hang on. Those three end up paying out around minus 120. So
very, very interesting.
I'm just going to be taking almost every women's fight to be over 1.5 in 2024 because that – was just a winning bet last year.
Yeah. Man, I wish I had. Yeah, I mean, -289. What is the full three legs payout? Let's see.
For me, it's -119.
Yeah, -119, -120. All right, let's keep it rolling. Next up, Markel Medeiros taking on Landon Quinone. Shout out to Tough Baby. Shout out LQ. Medeiros, your favorite. Minus 135. Quinones coming back plus 114. I, again, have nothing on this fight. Quinones he looked pretty good last time out. Like, I know he lost, but he looked decent. He showed some heart, showed some toughness. But I'm just staying away from this one.
Same as he didn't even look at it. Give me 1 second. Let me pull up because I got to find my old fucking notes on some shit here. Maybe I'll talk myself into something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, then. The Nazrat fight, like, he had his moments. He certainly had his moments.
He did. And Medeiros coming in off Tough was, like, pretty – or not Tough, sorry, Contender Series. At least a little interesting. He's had a fairly decent kind of not AMI career, the build-up into get here regional scene. So it's not a bad little scrap, I think. I think the smart money is just not to bet. I kind of want to bet Medeiros just because he was one of the prospects I like coming off Contender Series. That did not work for Big Tom, whatever that was, 2-3 weeks ago. You know, so I think we'll just pass on this one.
All right, last bout of the evening. Tom is Peterson taking on Jamal Pogues. Right now, Peterson, your big favorite, minus 166, Pogues plus 140. We getting a heavyweight over here.
Sure are, baby. It's 1.5 at the just spectacular price, Connor, of minus 245.
Wow.
You know, Look, if flyweight unders are back, heavyweight overs are also back.
You can just get over 2.5 at minus 135.
I could, but I decided that the 1.5 price I am content with. You know, that's the default price on DraftKings. I'm just comfortable with living at that number right now, frankly.
What a way to start the evening.
So just watching two heavyweights, just heavyweight all over the cage. It's going to be electric. Once it gets to 7.5 minutes, I can then root for a finish. It'll be terrific.
Yeah. All right. That's that. UFC Apex 85.
Whew, easy 13 game.
Fights up, 13 fights down. Just a little bit of housekeeping here at the end. Raquel Pennington will be on the MMA Hour tomorrow. And so, you know, I'm doing my due diligence, my research and everything. I'm on her Instagram. I've now seen two different pictures where Raquel Pennington, our champion of the 135-pound division, is wearing a Georgia Bulldogs hat.
Wow.
Is there any tie there? Two different hats, too. She owns one pink one that has the Georgia G on it that I was like, oh, that must be like a Packers hat. She must be a Packers fan. Why would she have a Georgia hat? Now I'm looking at a red one that says Georgia Bulldogs.
That's deeply interesting.
Yeah, so she posts a ton, by the way. I mean, she is on point on her Instagram game. She wears this thing quite a bit. I'm looking at another picture of her wearing it. And another picture. She was out signing autographs in her Georgia hat. And then if you go on her story right now, her wife, Tisha Torres, just got her a brand new another Georgia hat.
Connor, I hope very sincerely that you are going to ask the question tomorrow. You know, I know you and Ariel and Rick were talking about it, and Ariel saying, you guys can always come in with questions, you know, if you ever have, and you're like, we're going to leave it to the professionals. I think this is one of those instances, Connor, where we need answers. We got to have them because I won't lie. I haven't been the most kind individual to Raquel Pennington over the past few weeks. All that can change on a dime. Rocky can be just forever my girl. I will support her as a champion. I'll take back all the things I said and claim that women's bantamweight is the greatest weight class of all time if we can confirm this. So I'm looking at it. I'm seeing it. That's a pink Georgia G right there for sure.
This is a somewhat of a disappointing development that we didn't, we didn't know.
Well,
we didn't
so much money.
We didn't ride with our girl. Yeah. Like how we had our dog odds. Like how did we not do this?
Well, I made so much money believing in her. If only we had known. Also, she's wearing an Ohio State hoodie in one of these things.
I did see
what's
that.
What's going on here?
That's what threw me off.
What the hell is happening now?
Where do our loyalties lie, RP? Where do our loyalties lie at, champ?
Yeah, this is just all over the place. Ohio State probably would make a little more sense from Colorado, right?
I was going to say, I think she has Ohio ties because like she also did some shit where she was at a Browns game.
She went to a Browns game.
So it feels like she has some Ohio ties. The Georgia thing is just so random. And like I Googled Raquel Pennington, Georgia, and there's like one picture of her from like a wedding in like 2015.
Yeah, and the Georgia hat is like the... It's not even just the G. It is the red Georgia Bulldogs with the Bulldog. Like, I mean, that's as Georgia as it's going to Georgia, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Answers,
I mean,
you got to get to the bottom of this tomorrow.
I'm going to put in a heavy pipeline to Ariel and be like, did you have to ask this for me? And for everyone that listens to No Bets Barred. And if he doesn't, I might just have to...
Just pop in and be like, hey, I got to know. Because if there's a good answer, I mean, if she's a bandwagoner, we'll still take it. I mean, we're all about community. It's the South.
Two hats, though. And she getting a new hat after we didn't even make the college football playoff, you know?
I mean, that's if you're going to bandwagon, at least bandwagon hard. You know, just stay committed once you're on there. But let's find out. Maybe there's something we don't know. And now I'll have to bet her for the rest of her career.
Yeah, I'll be in a pinch when she fights Juliana Pena. I can assure you that.
In a full pretzel. Full walls of Jericho.
I will be in a pretzel. All right, that's that. UFC Apex 85 in the books. We are back next week. UFC Apex 86, our man Joey P, Joe Pfeiffer, main event.
B. Joe Pfeiffer.
I actually already have him in a parlay with Natalia Silva.
The least shocking news I've ever heard.
Yeah, it took him like minus 225. I think I see him at like minus 200 now, so that's always sick. But yeah, another Apex card, and then we'll be on to Anaheim UFC 298.
The Georgia Day of Reckoning. Yeah, right. I mean, think about this. If it turns out she's got Georgia ties.
Oh, my God. We could have done.
The year of Georgia is on right now. If she has Georgia ties, I'm going to go cancel this Nasruddin Imovov bet. I'm going to go against ChatGPT, just putting it on Delete Day because this is the year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that you probably should cancel it anyway. I mean, I like, now that we've sat here and talked through this, I am like on 10 for the Delete Day fight.
It's going to be exciting times. Let's get the hell out of here, Connor. See y'all next week.
Peace.
Love y'all.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.